This is Bad Attitudes.
Hello, friends and strangers, and welcome to another episode of Bad Attitudes, an uninspiring podcast about disability. I'm your host, Laura. Occasionally, those imaginary conversations yield some really good points. This week's episode is sponsored by Barbara McCoy. Thank you, Barbara. If you're interested in supporting the podcast, be sure to check out the Ko-fi page at ko-fi.com/badattitudespod. You can subscribe to one of 7 membership tiers for special perks like bonus episodes and the opportunity to guest on an episode. Tiers start at just $2 per month, and your support helps keep the pod running. If subscribing isn't for you, you can also make one-time donations through Ko-fi, and each donation will be shouted out in a future episode. But there is no pressure to subscribe or donate. Sharing and interacting with the podcast is incredibly helpful. The best way to grow the podcast and our community is through word of mouth. So if you like this episode, be sure to share it with your friends. Leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform also really helps me out. For questions, comments, or ideas, email badattitudespod@gmail.com or reach out through social media. Follow @badattitudespod on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. As always, I want to remind you that disability is not a monolith. My experience as a disabled person is going to be different from the experiences of other disabled people. I am one voice for the disabled community, but I am not the only voice. From time to time, or more often, my brain generates various characters with which I can interact in totally made-up scenarios. It happens almost exclusively at night when I'm trying to sleep. Every now and then, these imaginary conversations that happen nowhere except in my head do get me thinking. Sometimes these brain-generated NPCs will bring up really good points. Recently, my brain conjured up a snooty Karen who, for some reason, had a real problem with my gorgeous purple hair. Like, how could you have a problem with hair this beautiful? And Karen asked me, "Don't you get enough attention?" Well, fair play, Karen, because that's actually a really good question. I do, in fact, get enough attention because I use a wheelchair. I'd go so far as to say I get too much attention because of my wheelchair. But it's not the kind of attention I want. I got my first wheelchair nearly 40 years ago, at the age of 4. Ever since then, I have been the object of unwanted attention anytime I go out in public. When people have been staring at you for 4 decades, you, unfortunately, get used to it. It becomes a kind of white noise. But you never forget that it's happening. You always know that someone is looking at you, making assumptions about you, wondering what your story is. Maybe even, God forbid, working up the courage to ask you something incredibly invasive. If I'm going to be getting a bunch of attention anyway, why not get the kind of attention I want? To be clear, I didn't start dyeing my hair purple because I wanted more attention. I did it because I wanted to, because it makes me happy. The first time, I looked in the mirror and had a moment of realization. Oh, there you are. I finally felt like my outside was starting to match my inside. I finally looked like myself. Now, if I get subsumed by attention, it's people telling me how much they love my purple hair, not people covertly examining my disabled body. Hearing how beautiful my hair is far preferable to being asked intimate questions or being subjected to inane comments about my disability. Make no mistake, that definitely still happens. I think, in some ways, my purple hair helps people interact with me. For some reason, a large portion of society doesn't know how to interact with disabled people. Here's a hint. Treat us like we're people, because we are. Some awkward instinct insists that they must comment on my wheelchair or my disability. But it's never something innocuous like, I like your wheelchair. It's always something eye-roll-inducing like, you're really good at driving that thing, or watch out, Speedy. Lord save me from dad jokes. But my hair color gives them something else to latch onto. It's easy. It's relatable. It's visible. It's at least equally as noticeable as my wheelchair. What I'm about to say is purely anecdotal, based only on what I have observed. But I have noticed that a lot of disabled people also have some alternative element to their appearance, whether that be hair color, clothing, tattoos, whatever. And it seems to me that they all feel the same about it as I do. I already get way too much attention for something I have no control over, and it's usually negative attention. I do have control over the color of my hair or whether or not I have tattoos, and the attention I get from those elements is generally much more positive. Why wouldn't I lean into that? That's one of the reasons I love the concept of tattoos. I only have one at the moment, but I have plans to get another one this year. My body already bears the marks of what I have experienced in the form of surgical scars. I had no choice in how or whether those marks were inflicted. Getting tattooed is a way of taking back control of my body. I get to mark my skin in ways that are important to me, in ways that reflect who I am. Same with my hair. I can't control how people react, but I do get to control what draws their attention. So yes, imaginary Karen, I do get enough attention. But if people are paying attention to me simply because I'm a disabled human out in the world, that's not my fault. I didn't ask for that. All I wanted was to be treated like a person in a world that makes me feel welcome. But since that's apparently too much to ask, I'll dye my hair purple and I'll cover my skin in tattoos and do whatever the hell else I want. And if that means people stare a little bit more or a little bit harder, well, bring it on. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next one.